Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jennifer Robertson. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Jennifer is the president of AT&T Consumer. So I think pretty much everyone knows AT&T. Talk about specifically the business of AT&T Consumer.
So within AT&T Consumer, we serve all of our wireless customers across multiple product sets, and we serve our home customers, think fixed broadband or wireline broadband into the home, as well as the services that you use with that connection. So it's a really great opportunity to serve customers who are looking to be connected with the people they care about, no matter where they are.
And you have done really successful in this. And you've been over two decades with AT&T, but last year, I believe, was the most profitable year for AT&T Mobility. Talk about what was it that drove that success?
It was a very exciting time, and we continue to look for ways to build on that. What I would tell you was unique about 2022 was started actually in 2020 with a commitment to the customer and recentering ourselves around what does the customer need, what are their pain points, and solving for them. And at the time, it was very clear that our customer base felt they weren't appreciated. They weren't being valued because new customers got a better deal than they did. And so we led the industry with launching what we call Best Deals for Everyone. It's now become a fairly normal practice across wireless, although most people put caveats on it, and we've kept it very simple. We treat existing customers the same as new. And that built a path for us, a platform, for us to go over multiple years and drive subscriber growth, to drive growth in share of revenue, so the average revenue per subscriber. Both of those delivered for the top line, and at the same time, we were making some transformational moves with respect to how we run the operations, how we handle our distribution channels, and how we more effectively serve customers. So it was a combination of the customer at the center, go grow revenue with that customer because they want to be here, and then pull the costs out with all of our abilities to use new technologies and new distribution channels.
When you're talking about customers being appreciated, there's two parts, really. One is how you hear, and you've been involved for years and years in things like voice of the customer. So talk about any advice you have about part A, how do you hear from the customers? Part B, you have an organization of thousands of people, how do you engage them to hear that and to implement that?
I think that's such a critical part, Robert, and getting that voice of the customer infused in everything we do starts with the fact that across that 20-plus years, I've had the opportunity to lead all of our customer-facing channels. And it's amazing what you learn when you're sitting with that frontline employee who serves the customer, and you're hearing the exchange between the two. So whether that is engaging in regular monthly or weekly or quarterly, depending on your amount of time available, call listening sessions. So with a team, you can sit there, hear the customer experience, hear that frontline experience, and understand how you change products and processes. The same holds true as I shifted into our retail channels and face-to-face sales channels. You have to be out there with the front line, hearing it directly and listening for the cues from both customers and our employees on where we need to make improvements. And then the last piece, I had the great opportunity to lead our field technicians that do install and repair for services. And it's amazing to watch the connection across how customers and employees interact over the phone versus face-to-face in an AT&T location versus face-to-face in a customer's location. So that I try to bring into the role I have now for how do we take all of that feedback from our front lines, think surveying tools where we get daily real-time feedback from customers, think our traditional Voice of the Customer monthly and weekly results. And then I really strongly encourage the teams to get out there and spend that time with our frontline, because you can look at all the data, but it has a little bit of a different feel and a higher sense of urgency when you're standing right there with the employee and or with the customer, hearing what the experience is like firsthand. So those are the things that we really try to implement and then bring back into the top of our funnel with respect to product design, pricing constructs, et cetera.
Sounds good. So there is, as we know, a real convergence. How do you see that convergence changing connectivity as a whole? What's your take?
I think convergence comes back to our last question there around centering around the customer. And the point is, customers have increasing demand for connectivity in general. They want to be connected at home or on the go. It needs to be reliable connectivity, so it's not unavailable when it's most needed. And it needs to seamlessly transition between these locations with them. And their demand for data as they go into that connectivity session is increasing exponentially over time. So when you take a look at, they want to be connected everywhere, they want to use it more with more data traversing the network, the ability for companies to meet those customer demands requires scaled network assets. And as one of those companies that has scaled assets across fiber and wireless, we understand the importance of bringing those together, not just to mine efficiencies out of the business, but to also then build on how do we differentiate with products and services that can create a new customer experience and put AT&T out there as the provider of choice. So it starts with the customer, it leads to the company's assets, and then it leads to how do we go build differentiated products.
Now we're going to shift a little to personal. So let's say as a leader, you have always been known as a super connector. That's like your secret power. And you're smiling now, even though we're on radio, because I'm seeing you in Zoom. What is the key to really connecting with people?
I think it's important, whether it's a customer, whether it's an employee or a colleague or a friend or a family member, it's a matter of being able to understand where that person is and put yourself in their shoes. Where are they right now with the challenges in front of them? What are the pain points? How do you help collectively solve for that? And sometimes you can't solve for that, but you can certainly listen and acknowledge, ensure that the person feels valued and heard, and then you can reach an outcome that is at least agreeable for one party, and at best is the best outcome for both. But a matter of listening and giving people a chance to be heard, empathizing with where they are, I think is really important.
Let's hear the Jennifer Robertson way in really live. Give an example of a situation you're in and how you handle that.
You know, I would take it to, and this applies personally and professionally, I think as many leaders are right now, we are in the throes of finishing out 1 year and planning for the next. And as you do that, there are conversations that occur around how you deliver your financial commitments. We can pick a sales target and the distribution of those sales targets over channels. We could pick capital allocation and our investment decisions. And those can be very difficult. They can lead to somebody not getting what they want or feeling pushed too hard, which often leads to comparing with someone else who they don't feel is being pushed hard enough. And so I find that certainly the one-on-one discussions help, and ahead of any formal meeting. So I'll tell you, we're doing capital allocation right now. One-on-one discussions with colleagues and within my own team on what our priorities are, the returns on the investments being asked for, and the confidence level on that delivery are helpful inputs as we go into a group session. And then acknowledging in the group session, we're all here for a common outcome of what are we going to go do to grow value for the share owner. And nobody's coming in with bad ideas, but as we relatively discuss them, there are going to be ones that solve for our common goal of delivering for the share owner more than others. And you have to give people a chance to kind of present their case and debate it and have the opportunity to really feel heard, back to our other discussion. But at the end of the day, I think when you approach it that way, there's acknowledgement that a decision has to be made. And if people can't do those trade-offs themselves, that you're going to make the call. I have found more often than not, more decisions get made rather than deferring it to just one person. And then whoever is leading that conversation, me in this case, has to be prepared to say, okay, this is where we're going. By the way, I then pivot and do the exact same thing with my colleagues leading our business organization and other companies that we run. So at the end of the day, it really comes back into the CEO to allocate the capital. But that's how it works.
Yeah, that is like a PhD in dealing with people, handling tough situations. When we come back with Jennifer, we are going to talk about, we'll find out an interesting thing she learned about a personal trek in life, hiking. And we're also going to talk a lot more about leadership and her philosophy on humanizing leadership. Back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show with Jennifer Robertson, who's the president of AT&T Consumer. So, Jennifer, you were talking a lot about your leadership philosophy, bringing everyone along and being, in a sense, being tough and focused, but being very caring and inclusive in how you're doing that as well. Let's talk about, I know you've mentioned the concept of humanizing leadership. Talk about what your leadership philosophy is and what that really means to you.
So when we talk about leadership, one thing that struck me early is I grew up in the business and in school at a time where leaders had a much more formal tone to them. There was more of a wall, I guess I would say, with respect to how they presented themselves and how employees were coming in and able to approach. That has evolved over time. As society has evolved, as business needs have evolved. And the more and more I've spent time with our frontline teams helping connect dots with what we're trying to accomplish overall as a company and how they play a part, the more I've realized that we have to show our humanity as leaders. And that just starts with the fundamental principle of nobody's perfect. We are all human, therefore we are all imperfect. And the quicker we can accept that, the quicker we bring people around the table to help us solve problems, versus feeling like the leader or the person in the seat has to be the one to solve it all. And so that's at the core of my take. I think there are three key characteristics to a leader. The first one starts with humble confidence. You have to have the confidence to set the vision, set bold goals, be committed to working through the obstacles and getting through them. But you also have to have the humility to take the risks, to go out there and fail, learn from it, and start all over faster. And so this ability to have humble confidence together acknowledges your spot as the leader on the team, but also acknowledges you can't do it alone, and you're able to then bring people in, and you're able to set the model of, we'll take some risks, and I'll take the fall if that doesn't work out, but we're going to pick ourselves up and keep going. Which leads to the second attribute I think of, and that is resilience. The ability to have that courage to fail one day, pick yourself up the next, and go try again is often a much more silent sign of resilience than some big, huge, you know, moment of courage. And so that ability to understand things are going to move around you. External factors will impact your path, but you need to adjust to it, stay on the confident course that you set for the team, and even as setbacks come, work to solve them quickly. And the last piece comes back to our conversation around how do we connect with challenging times? How do we lead people through it? What are the tough conversations? And that's empathy. And that comes in a lot of ways. I've learned it comes with, A, being able to put yourself in the other person's shoes and help them solve the priorities they're held accountable for. It comes with saying thank you and showing gratitude for the wins along the way. And the one that I'll tell you I am continuing to struggle with but work on is the last piece. You have to be fully present with your team. And to be fully present, you need to understand what that means for taking care of yourself and managing your time so that you can show up, demonstrate the empathy, the resilience, and keep the team focused. That's how I think about leadership.
What is the role of reputation? Because you have your company's reputation on the line as really the founder of the whole industry, you know, back with Bell and everything. How do those three tie in to the concept of reputation?
They all contribute to it. I think that they contribute to it from the standpoint of confidence and humility. The willingness to take those risks and fail and try again comes with inspiration and innovation. that he mentioned Alexander Graham Bell. He doesn't invent the telephone if he doesn't fail several times before he gets that phone call complete. I think it's Thomas Edison that has the quote about inventing the light bulb. And so humble confidence has to come with the leader, because that's how you inspire and you innovate. The resilience comes in as you build your expertise, as you teach your team, and you demonstrate to others that you are committed to the goal. In our case, as a publicly held company, the ability to inspire confidence and the ability to demonstrate resilience as things happen and we still come in and deliver is critical to our investors. And that builds reputation. And then the last piece around empathy, it comes back to our conversation on customers. You have to understand where their customers are and listen to them. We have to understand our frontline employees and listen to them. But we need to listen to our investors as well. And so it's a model for me that applies whether you're leading the team or you're thinking about external reputation with customers or with investors. And that lifts the brand when we can consistently demonstrate those leadership skills.
Yeah, I really like that formula. Let's shift over to your personal side. So I know the story of you wanting to take this vacation, be on the beach, but then you ended up trekking, like, what was it, a 21,000-foot climb. Talk about, everyone wants to learn when you go through an experience like that, especially one that you did not want to do, that you voted against but were vetoed. What do you learn from something like that?
Well, it's always humbling to be at home and get outvoted. So there's that. It was. We did a trip earlier this year as our oldest graduated from high school, and our really good family friends had children that graduated from high school as well. So we had offered them the ability to go on a trip. I was lobbying, as you mentioned, for the beach, as I will always do when given a choice, because that is where I am happiest. This was the kids' trip. They wanted to go and hike a pretty aggressive mountain. We did the Tour de Mont Blanc across France, Switzerland, and Northern Italy. We did the express version, just given work commitments. So we did 61 miles across 6 days in total, climbed 21,000 feet. And what I would tell you is what I learned was, A, be open to the experience and set a bold goal. I won't deny the fact that I did not train. I wore my hiking shoes for about a 2-hour hike ahead of going. And so set the bold goal, stay committed to it. But the bigger piece was about enjoying the process of the climb each day. It was about pausing for breaks as needed and turning around, recognizing how far we've come, and then looking up the mountain, seeing we still have to go this much farther. It was about adjusting as we went. Maybe a trail had been blocked and we needed to switch courses. Maybe we needed to change layers of clothing because weather was changing as we climbed, or then it got hot again. It was about learning that the road down was harder than the road up, which in my head equated to the product life cycle and the ability to grow a business versus when you're managing maturity and then you're starting to bring down various products and businesses. And so this thought of it's just one step in front of the other as you climb up really challenging goals, and to do it with people that you enjoy being around, that are motivating and increase your energy, but also know how to have a little bit of fun and keep you going, that was really critical. So bold goal, a step at a time, celebrate and pause as you need rest, then get back to the job at hand. And do it with people that you have trust in, that you are energized by, that inspire you. It was just this interesting moment of seeing that with my family and friends, but also coming back into the office and seeing how much connection there was.
And there you have it, Jennifer, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Ann Basham. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
And part of the reason we had you, you were on a great CEO panel, which was on human trafficking. And Ann, you are the CEO of Ascend. So first tell everyone what Ascend is.
Yeah, well, Ascend is a human rights, government relations, and grant funding firm. So that's what we do. We help organizations write grants, and we also provide government relations and government advocacy right here in Washington, D.C. on a variety of human rights issues.
And let's talk specifically about this horrendous issue that seems to be ubiquitous of human trafficking. What is the state of it right now? And later on, we'll talk about what CEOs could do.
Yeah, well, it's an epidemic. And I will say it is the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. So that's something huge for viewers just to wrap their mind around. It is huge. It actually, one of the most unique qualities about it that doesn't get recognized enough is that it directly intersects global security issues, too. So it intersects every business. It funds, it actually, the roots of it are economic, so it actually funds terrorist networks throughout the world. It funds global criminal networks, we know that. So it's something that every business leader needs to know about, every CEO certainly needs to know about, and it's estimated that nearly 50 million people are trapped in some form of modern slavery right now. In fact, they believe that there are more slaves on the planet right now than at any other time in history. So it's all hands on deck, in my opinion.
So what could we do?
Well, there are several things that can be done. From a business perspective, the first thing is clean supply chains. You know, there's a lot of talk about ESG. This really has to do with the S in the ESG. Our organization does not specifically work on supply chains, but I can absolutely refer anyone who's interested to organizations that can really help your business make sure that you have supply chains that are completely free of slave labor. The other thing that you can do is really look to actually employ, and this is something most people don't think about, employ survivors of trafficking. So, you know, one of the final steps in the recovery process for any survivor of human trafficking is a career, not just a job. You know, for so many of them, and really for every survivor of trafficking, their abuse is unique because it's economically based. It has to do with their job, whether it was a sexual exploitation, whether it was labor trafficking. It really has to do with their job, and that's where they were abused. And so when they're able to have a career and a job that really sustains them, it changes their life, not just economically, but it changes how they see themselves. And throughout the country, there are businesses that are getting engaged on this issue and saying, you know what, we want to be part of the solution in helping to employ them. And again, I can connect you with organizations that work on that. And the third thing that businesses can do is they can actually get engaged in the detection of human trafficking. Less than 1% of all victims of trafficking are ever identified. Less than 1%. And actually, most of those victims are right in front of our faces. They're not from another country. They're from right here in the United States.
Like, what's an example of how this happened, really?
Yeah, so hotels. Hotels are a really great example. Or airlines, for example. 60% of trafficked victims pass through an airline at some point in their trafficking experience. And so think about that. Either you're on an airline flying somewhere, or you work with an airline. If you know the signs of trafficking and how to report it, you can save a life.
So what are the signs?
So the signs can vary. So if we're talking sex trafficking, some of those signs usually fatigue. Some of them can look, you know, very fatigued. A lot of times it's the relationship between the two people. I always say the relationship looks off. Sometimes you'll see, it's not always a man, you'll see a man or a woman with a teenage girl usually, and this is a typical scenario, and you can tell that it doesn't look like a familial relationship. Now that's difficult because I know teenagers aren't always friendly with their parents, but something looks a little off. And I had a friend recently at the airport, and she saw this very scenario. She saw actually two young women, and they were with a man. And she is not an expert in this. She does not work in this space, but she is a friend of mine and she knew this sign. And she said, I could tell that there was fear there. She could sense fear between the two women, two young teenagers, I should say, and this man. So she reported it and turns out it actually was trafficking.
Now, you were talking before about getting the job. Tell the story of when you met people and what it was like and what they told you, because that was really interesting, the comments they made about the job.
Yeah, so I previously worked at the Department of Justice, at the Office for Victims of Crime specifically, and I remember sitting down, I met with many survivors, but I sat down with these survivors, and they had gone through an amazing process of rehabilitation, recovery, but one woman in particular looked at me, and she said, the reason that I have had to return to my trafficking over and over is because I do not have a real career. And she said, when I finally got a real career, that changed everything. It changed the way she saw herself. It changed her hope for the future. And she suddenly felt like she had autonomy in her life. She had autonomy over what was going to happen to her.
So tell me, what made you, after Department of Justice, what made you start Ascend?
You know, it started, I saw a gap in the space. There are certainly plenty of government relations firms in Washington, D.C. There is no shortage of government relations firms. But what I did see a gap in is that there really wasn't enough of a voice for those organizations, some of them nonprofit, but some of them not, who work in this space. And I'm talking foster care, human trafficking, child abuse, domestic violence, that they were all doing really great work. But members of Congress, very few of them were ever in front of members of Congress. And so policies are actually what get, in my opinion, at the root of stopping issues. So if you don't have those who are in the field providing the services in front of the lawmakers and decision makers, there's going to be a gap in actually solving the crisis. So that was really the heart behind why I started Ascend.
Before we get to how CEOs could stop this, how do people stop this?
So in general, I think the biggest thing is it starts with awareness, really getting educated. Like I said, on some of those signs, you can go, there are lots of websites you can go to. The government's website is the Blue Campaign, but really getting educated into looking for those signs of human trafficking. That's number one. Number two would be, I would say, get involved with an anti-trafficking organization. Honestly, one of the biggest ways that CEOs, business owners, philanthropists can get involved is there is simply not enough funding put towards this problem. I will be very blunt about that. There is, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the number of just sheer dollars that is spent on the topic of anti-trafficking is so much less than other human rights issues, believe it or not. And so we really can use, I mean, as many businesses, as many philanthropists as possible to get engaged and really prioritize funding some of these organizations, because the cost is high to restore survivors of trafficking.
Mm. And especially when you talk about getting them having the job, that's what makes things go full circle. So let's talk about CEOs now. You already gave a lot of the steps they should take, but let's codify this all. So CEOs have a playbook of what they could do.
Yeah, so a playbook. So number one, look at your supply chain. Every organization, every business has supply chains. Get those clean. Number two, create policies. Some of the policies that you can put into place are ones that are actually going to be put into law right now for places of accommodation. So, for example, hotels, those sort of places. If you look at the Frederick Douglass Act from the last Congress, I believe it's H.R. 6552 is what you can Google if you want to look it up. There are great standards. But if you put those into your corporate policies where every employee is involved in the detection, that would be the second step. And I really think the third step is corporate giving, getting everyone on board in some way to be an ambassador for this cause and highlight a few key organizations, ways they can volunteer, ways they can give.
Could you tell us, if someone wants to learn more about Ascend, what is the website?
Yes, it's AscendConsultingDC.com.
ASCENDDCConsulting.com.
AscendConsultingDC.com.
AscendConsultingDC.com. Thank you. is that before we go on break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Tennessee, some really interesting things, and also specifically what CEOs could do. But if you had one sentence of advice, what would that be?
Get educated. Get educated, care, and share.
Okay. And there you have it. We are right now about to take a break. We're speaking with Ann Basham, and we are she is the CEO as well as founder of Ascend, and this is an organization that is turning the tables on what's happening because of that big gap that she spoke about. When we come back, we're going to talk about something really interesting going on in Tennessee, and also for all of you CEO listeners, several hundred thousand, what you could do specifically if you want to stop, be it in detection or supply chain or helping people get a job. Back in a few.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Robert Greece back on the CEO Show. So, Ann, we were talking about Ascend, and again, the website for that is?
www.ascendconsultingdc.com.
Thank you, because I got that wrong before the break, so now we all have it right. But everyone, you are solving something, a big gap you talked about. So, you are doing something really interesting in Tennessee. Talk about that specifically, because I think that would be of great interest to CEOs.
Yeah, so Tennessee, actually it started with the Secretary of State in Tennessee. It's called Tennessee Businesses Against Trafficking. And Secretary of State there, Trey Hargett, it's actually his program. But I spoke with him last fall, and he is passionate about this, really wants to stop it in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee is one of the biggest intersections in the United States specifically. And so this program actually works to increase victim identification, which is the biggest gap that we have in fighting human trafficking. Like I mentioned, less than 0.5% are ever identified. So the goal is to get businesses all throughout Tennessee, small businesses, large businesses, the entertainment business, which of course is huge in Tennessee, sports businesses, really engaged in victim identification, recognizing the signs of human trafficking and getting engaged. So in April of this year, there was a law that was passed. You can look it up. It's public record. And it put it into law. And we're right now in the process of developing a coalition of nonprofits, those who are in the field, those who are lived experience experts who are going to assist. So great example of public-private partnership in developing this plan and rolling out the rules and helping businesses to get engaged in Tennessee on this. And so we're super excited. Yeah.
Well, I wish you a lot of good luck. What should people do if they want to become involved in that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, they can reach out to me through our website or just info@ascendsconsultingdc.com, and I can get them plugged in. If you are a business in Tennessee and you are interested in this program and getting involved, you can contact me and I will get you connected to the Secretary of State's office and the whole program. If you are a nonprofit in the anti-trafficking space in Tennessee, you're welcome to contact me as well. But that's the best way to get involved.
So it's starting in Tennessee, which is the start of a lot in America. I'm expecting this type of thing could expand into a lot of areas, or the idea is to keep sort of Tennessee for right now as the hub.
Well, Tennessee is not the first state, believe it or not. The first state is actually Texas. I first heard of this plan when I was with the Department of Justice. I actually met with the Secretary of State, Ruth Hughes, at the time, and they were the first state, I believe the first state to do it. Iowa has a program that's similar. Florida has a program that's similar, but what's going on in Tennessee is brand new, and it's really, really unique because of the location of Tennessee. And so there's a lot of unique components to it because of that entertainment hub and because of some various nuances with it.
So when you're talking about this detection, is there an average age, or is it mostly teenagers that, let's say, in America are being abducted?
That's a great question. It's actually the average age that traffickers target is between just 11 and 14 years old. That's for sex trafficking.
Oh.
And it looks like the kid across your street. You know, I know very prominent individuals whose children have been trafficked. And you would never guess it. And we will probably never know because it's their right to disclose and it's their story. But the reality is it's not kidnapping off your front lawn. That's the good news. I always tell parents that's not usually what's happening. What's usually happening is it's what we call grooming. It's someone online. More and more it's online. They get online. They develop a relationship and it's through some sort of trusted relationship with an employer. Sometimes it's one woman. It was a man who ran a kiosk at a mall and it was her high school job. She had wonderful parents, went to a private school, and he was her employer at the mall. And so that's how they start the process. And then slowly through grooming and then through coercion, they get them to do things that they would never do otherwise.
That is a good recipe. What is it that you're really proudest of that you've accomplished so far? Ascend is relatively new, but it's growing dramatically, leaps and bounds.
I think one of the biggest things that I'm proud of, specifically through the lens of Ascend, is something that we started called the ATIP Policy Leader Roundtable in the U.S. Senate. So as you mentioned, I was able to testify a few times before Congress, and that's wonderful. But what I really love is giving everyone a voice. And so ATIP stands for Anti-Trafficking in Persons. And I really believe that when we bring people together in an organized fashion, that success follows. So it's that, you know, recipe of inspiration plus organization equals success. And so my goal is not just to be the talking head. My goal is that I am able to bring together other leaders because leaders change the world. And so we had our most recent ATIP policy leader roundtable right here in the U.S. Senate just a few weeks ago. We had over 40 organizations, literally the largest anti-trafficking organizations in the world, all in one space in Washington, D.C. We had survivor leaders from around the country. We had representation from the State Department, 13 different congressional offices, Republican and Democrat. And then we also had 4 members of Congress show up, speak, engage with people, 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, the biggest leaders. And I will say this, I felt the biggest accomplishment was that it was on the same day as Attorney General Garland was testifying on the other side, on the House side. So we had literally one person who showed up, one member of Congress was in that hearing. She was a ranking member. She left the hearing, came to our roundtable, sat with us, discussed with us for 20 minutes, and then went back to go over on the other side. And I thought that is prioritizing anti-trafficking legislation right there. So that's really honestly what I'm the most proud of, is that anti-trafficking in persons policy roundtable, because I believe that's what's actually changing things right here in the United States.
And there you have it. Want to thank you. We've been speaking with Ann Basham, who is the CEO, founder of Ascend, and you are a true American hero.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm grateful for what I do, and thank you for highlighting this issue.
And CEOs, remember, obviously there's funding, but there's supply chain, there's detection, and then there's creating jobs. And if you want to find out more what's happening, look into Tennessee, because that looks like that is going to be the next bastion of where we're making real movement forward. Great having you on the show, Ann.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.